Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Saint Marcella.
What happens tonight is not important. That Rome will be a bloodbath will matter only to the ones who will be massacred. And after they are dead, it won't matter even to them.
Tony, are you still writing in your diary?
Yes. I must finish my notes.
But who will read your diary?
I propose to bury it. And some future and equally misguided generation will find it. And perhaps feel as little compassion for Rome as I myself do.
Perhaps.
We are barbarians. You know that. As barbaric as the Vandals and Goths now descending on us. We, who have slaughtered hundreds of thousands in the arena for idle pleasure, should not complain that it is now our turn to be slaughtered.
No, we should not complain.
Here it is, then. Silence. The empty silence of city streets. Not a soul to be seen. Even the dogs have disappeared, as if they know what is coming. Here it is, then. The end of Rome. One can see it all in the sky. Reflections of fires from a score of villages, burning somewhere in the hills. Instinct says, run, hide. But there is no safe place. This gracious white marble villa is as safe as a cave in the mountains or in the forest. And nowhere is safe. So why run? Why not wait for death with some form of dignity?
Can you still work on that diary, Tonius?
Oh, are you leaving, Marcella?
Yes.
With your fallen women, over whom you prayed to your Jesus for so long?
With them, yes.
Why bother to save them?
They've been converted to Christianity. I'd like them to have a chance to live as Christians.
Well, they're more likely to die. Whether it's Christian or pagan makes very little difference.
Thank God that if they die now, they die as Christians.
Where will you take them?
I know of a place in the hills.
Where?
Isn't it better that you don't know?
Do you think I'd betray their whereabouts?
Oh, Tonius, no.
Well, perhaps you're right in being cautious. And will you remain with your women?
Oh, no, Tonius.
Yes, stay with them and be safe.
No, no, I shall come back. My husband is buried out there in that garden. My happiness was here. Besides, there is something here over which I must watch. It is a trust.
You cannot watch it if you're dead. And there is death for all of us who stay here.
But why are you staying?
I will not run from the barbarians.
Tonius...
No, no, Marcella. I know what you'll ask. I have no faith. either in the gods of Rome or in your god. I will not be a convert before I die.
I shall pray for you, Tonius.
What harm could that possibly do?
You would be so gloriously happy as a Christian.
Marcella, dear sister, and if I'm still alive when you come back, I welcome you. Otherwise, goodbye, my dear, dear sister.
Goodbye. You're a strange person, Tonius, and very brave.
My ancestors, like yours, built an empire. But the empire is falling apart, disintegrating. Marcella, the servants, and some 20 women for whom she has provided shelter and protection and a love for her Jesus these past months, left this house several hours ago. A little while ago, I walked into the silent streets of this doomed city, this city of iniquity and degradation. I could hear the distant sounds of carnage, the squealing of 1,000 horses, 2,000, 3. I could imagine the whistling of volley after volley of arrows, the clamor of mace and spear against shield, the shrieks of Roman soldiers being trampled underfoot, or being sucked to death in the bubbling slime of the swampland around which this final battle was being fought.
I am for sticking my sword right through your belly if you so much as blink an eye. A long time, eh, Antonius?
He had come in out of the night. A giant of a man with flaming red hair. He wore a bearskin cloak and a helmet decorated by two horns. His big sword played under my throat.
You remember me, eh?
Yes. Yes, now I do. The worst gardener my sister-in-law ever had the misfortune to give work to.
A poor, miserable peasant from a country to the north, eh? Lucky for me she was a Christian.
She had compassion.
I was in Rome learning your language and finding things out. You know who I really am, Tonius? I am Taucus, first cousin of our great leader, Alaric. And tomorrow, Alaric will enter Rome.
That seems inevitable.
And tonight, I shall kill you.
That, too, seems inevitable.
You don't care if you die?
Whether it be tonight or tomorrow can scarcely make that much difference.
Yes, you're right, Tonius. But you're surprised about me, eh? I'm not the poor, simple peasant you thought I was.
With Alaric at the gates of Rome, and my own death so close, forgive me if I fail to be impressed by your true identity.
Where is that beautiful woman?
There are many in Rome.
Your sister-in-law, Tonius, don't trifle with me.
She is visiting elsewhere.
Ah, well, then she'll be coming home. I've been thinking about her ever since I left Rome 2 years ago. I've been thinking about her all this time. Is that wine on the table there, eh? I'm a thirsty man, Tonius. Why don't you offer me wine?
Why not just take it?
That's right. Hey, you've got a lot more of this.
More than you could ever drink.
Oh.
There's a battle going on outside Rome. Why aren't you fighting?
I've been fighting. I have a job to do here. You have gold in this house. Oh, but that can wait. What about all the girls who used to be here?
They're here no longer.
Where are they?
I don't know where they are.
This wine is good. It's good. I think you're a liar, Tonius.
Taucus, a man who has dignity does not lie.
Dignity? What's that? What are you writing?
The events leading to the entry of Alaric into Rome. I was hoping to finish it.
How long will it take?
No longer than it takes Alaric to enter the city.
And people are going to read what you write?
Provided the parchment is not destroyed. There's more wine when that flagon is finished.
I know. How long will she be?
I don't know.
Well, you'd better write. You may not have much more time.
So, these are the days in which we live and die. The Goths, Vandals, Alans, and Suevi, having descended from the north and having overrun southeastern Europe, are now sweeping westward. Alaric himself is moving down through Italy and now stands at the gates of Rome.
Isn't there anybody in this house?
Only you and I.
What about the slaves?
No slaves. You forget, my sister-in-law does not favor slavery.
Oh, there's got to be slaves. Slaves and masters. It's the way it is. Whatever your sister may say about her God and her beliefs.
A debate on that point would be sheer waste of time.
I've been thinking. I might let you live and make you my slave. Or maybe I'll just kill you. What do you think?
The choice is yours. Let me write.
Yes, yes, you write. And I'll drink wine and wait for her to come back.
The giant, gripping his huge sword in one hand, drinks from the flagon of wine, waiting. And I pretend to be concerned only for my precious parchment and the history I am writing. And then it comes. The sound of a door closing.
It's her. She's come home.
Marcella, run! Run from this house!
Next time I'll kill you. Next time, not my sword through your leg, but through your belly.
Oh, dear God.
Ah, beautiful lady, you've come back.
Let go.
I've been waiting for you.
Let go. Oh, in the name of God. Oh, no.
I've been waiting for you.
Oh, please, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, hush, 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 hush. You're my woman now. You're lucky. I'm a real man. Strong, eh? You never saw such a man, eh? We look good together. A beautiful woman and a real man. I've been thinking about you ever since I left here. You know that.
Please, let me help Tony.
Never mind him.
Have a little mercy.
I told you never mind about him.
But he'll bleed to death.
Let him die then. Come here.
Oh, what do you want? What more can you want?
All those golden coins that used to be around this house, where are they?
There is no gold here.
It belonged to you. Where did you take it? Where did you hide it? Come, 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 come. Speak up. Where have you hidden all that
gold? The poor people needed food. I used every piece of gold I had to feed them.
Nobody uses all their gold to put food in hungry bellies. Now, I want the truth. Where's that gold? Tell me.
I've told you.
I know a few ways to make a woman tell the truth. You know that? Now, out with it.
I can tell you no more than I have. Well, please, please let me help Tony.
And then you'll tell me where the gold is?
Oh, yes, I'll tell you where I took it, yes.
All right. All right, take care of him, but if you don't tell me what I want to know...
Oh, Tony.
He harmed you.
Come, I'll try to stop the
bleeding. He harmed you.
Lie still, Tony, yes, please.
And I couldn't defend you. I couldn't defend you.
Defend her, he said.
Tony, listen to me. My body is a temple and belongs to our Lord. And whoever violates me violates him. And may he forgive the man.
What use is there to prate about your Lord? How has he served you here? How?
Hush. He is not meant to serve me. I serve him, Tonius. It is my joy.
Wait.
What is it?
Get my sword, quickly.
Tonius.
The barbarian's fallen asleep. Get my sword. Marcella, do what I tell you. Get my sword.
No.
Get my sword and then run out. Get away from here. Go to your woman in the hills. Go back to them.
I can't leave you.
If I can crawl over to him. Marcella, my sword, quickly.
No.
I beg you.
I can't.
For your own sake as well as mine.
I cannot let you kill him.
He must be killed for what he did to you.
Our Lord will judge him.
Marcella, your Christian faith isn't going to help either of us.
Yes, it will help us to die. And we are going to die. There is nowhere to run. It's too late. We die, Tonius, tonight or tomorrow. Look, Tonius, I wish you would understand that this Christian faith you reject is the one thing that can prepare us for whatever is to come afterward. It can make us ready for death.
We must die while this barbarian goes on living.
If he lives, he has that chance to find God.
You're a fanatic. You're a fanatic. I'm your dead husband's brother. I command you.
I can't help you to murder that man.
You murder us both. We have the right to defend ourselves. Does your God deny us that right?
He said, love thy enemies. He didn't mean love what they do, but love that part of them that belongs to him. And we all belong to him. We're all his children.
He's moving. He's coming too. Marcella, this is our last chance. Get my sword. I'll crawl to him. I won't ask you to kill him. But don't try to stop me from doing what has to be done.
Don't move, Todius. Don't move. The bleeding will start again.
Move. I can't move. I can't move.
Wine. I want more wine. Bring it to me. Oh, there you are, beautiful lady. Get me some more wine, and then we'll have our talk about the gold that you've hidden away. Now, never mind that fellow. Get me some wine. There are plenty of beautiful women in Rome. I don't need you. I can do without you. You see this? You never saw a knife like this one before, eh? That rough edge. It does terrible damage, especially to a woman with such delicate skin. All right, now, where is that gold?
I told you I would tell you where I took it.
All right, then tell me.
I took it to a goldsmith.
When?
Almost a year ago.
That's just a nick, just a nick. You want me to cut an arm off? Now, don't try to fool me, or there won't be anything left of you.
She told you the truth.
Now, keep your mouth shut, or I'll finish you off. Now, where's that gold?
I told you.
In the garden.
Todius, no.
The statue near the fish pond. Behind the statue. You must dig deep.
Oh, Todius, what are you saying?
Come. You can show me the place. I'll find it anyhow, but you come with me.
I can't. I can't.
Loss of one's senses. Always that merciful escape from torture. Marcella fainted. And the barbarian is out there in the garden with his big sword, digging behind the statue. Marcella, bleeding. From where is my strength coming? A strength that seems to be flowing into my seemingly dead muscles. Or is it just a form of madness that overcomes my weakness? I can move. I can roll over and over. And I crawl and clutch at pieces of furniture. My sword is in the hallway. Everything unreal. Living and dying seems one thing. The sword is nearby now. A short one. Very sharp. And not much longer than a good-sized dagger.
Tony.
I have it, Marcella. I have it.
You haven't the strength.
It's dark here. He won't see me at first. He has to come this way.
Why did you betray the place?
Betray? There's nothing out there. It was a trick. To get him out of the house.
It's where some of the church treasure is buried. The bishop hid it there. Oh. Only 3 days ago.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that.
No, you couldn't know.
Oh, forgive me.
There are some very holy pieces buried out there. Oh, my dear Lord, they were in my keeping. Oh, Tonius, what have we done?
She lay there on the floor, trying to reach out to me with her bloody arms. was the last I saw, as my senses left me. And then the inner madness asserted itself again, and I came to, perhaps after a few seconds or a few minutes. How does one judge time during oblivion? Only one clear thought now. My hand still gripped my sword.
It's here! I've got it!
The barbarian's coming back. Look the other way. Don't look in my direction. Marcella, I beg you, don't look in my direction. I'll have a few seconds before he can see me. He has to pass close to me.
And repeat the words I told you, Tonius. Please, please. Oh, my God, forgive me, my sin.
Oh, where is he? Why doesn't he come in? What's he waiting for?
A good piece of treasure, eh? Look at this. As big as my arm. Is that the one you call Christ nailed to a cross? What are you doing out here, woman? You see this? What is it supposed to be?
The Christ. He died on the cross to save you.
Save me from what? He doesn't even know me.
He knows you. Oh, Tonius. Tonius, no!
A cry warned him. He turned and saw me. In the shadow beside him, my sword was already darting toward him, but he moved back quickly and swung the crucifix toward my head. Barbarian became like someone petrified, unable to move, rigid. The crucifix. For a brief second, the crucifix seemed ablaze with fire. And then the fire died away, and the barbarian crumpled to his knees, staring at the cross he still held. And Marcella was whispering something to him. Whispering because her life was fast ebbing.
Say these words, Tarkus. Oh, my God, forgive me my sins. Say them. Please say them. And know that Christ who died for you is God. Please say the words. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Forgive me for my sins.
Forgive me for my sins.
Oh. Thank God.
She was dead then, and the barbarian knelt there, staring at the crucifix, which a few moments before seemed to have been a living thing in his hand. And even I knew a miracle had occurred. And I heard myself repeating, "Oh, my God, forgive me for my sins."
It was magic. I must know about your God. I must know about him. She says he died for me. I must know. I must know. She's dead. She's dead. But I must know about her God.
Thank you.
that Rome, as we had known it, died in those next days, was not important. Out of all the horror that followed, only one thing emerged triumphant in the years ahead. Christianity absorbed the barbarians, and the church grew ever stronger.